This is Dial the Saint introducing Saint Lucy. The story of the life of Saint Lucy is reliable in that she was a young virgin martyr who lived in the early 4th century in the town of Syracuse on the island of Sicily, and that she suffered martyrdom from the hands of the town's governor during a persecution while Diocletian was emperor of Rome. Popular stories of her life relate that her rich pagan father died when she was very young, and that she and her mother were both Christian. Lucy made a secret vow promising to live her life as a virgin for Jesus, while her unsuspecting mother made marriage arrangements for her to be wed to a young man from a prominent pagan family. Her mother had suffered for a long time from a hemorrhage, and was persuaded by Lucy to pray to be cured at the tomb of Saint Agatha, an earlier virgin martyr. It was said that she was healed through the prayers of Lucy. Out of gratitude, her mother accepted the request from Lucy that the marriage would be called off, and that the family wealth would be divided among the poor. However, her mother was afraid to tell the other family, and the young suitor became extremely upset when he learned that neither Lucy nor her wealth would be his. He informed the town's governor, who had Lucy arrested for her religion, and required her to sacrifice to the gods of Rome. When she refused his threats, he sentenced her to a life of shame in the public brothel. However, because of her fervent prayers, the soldiers and even a team of oxen could not drag her from the spot. Next, the governor ordered that she be burned, but Lucy was preserved unharmed amid the flames. Finally, in desperation, the governor had her killed by a sword thrust into her throat. Lucy was honored at Rome in the 6th century among the most famous virgin martyrs which the Church celebrates, and her name was inserted in the prayers of the Mass both at Rome and Milan. Possibly on account of her name, which is suggestive of light, she was invoked during the Middle Ages by those who suffered from eye trouble, and legends arose that her eyes were put out by the governor, or that she herself tore them out to present them to an unwelcome suitor. In either case, they were miraculously restored to her, more beautiful than ever. Lucy is often represented carrying her two eyes upon a dish. The fact that this young girl would willingly give her life as evidence for her love of God is a powerful reminder that we must not reject God's love, which is permanent, for those things which are only temporary and will not endure. Thank you for calling Dial the Saint.